The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Super Bowl Sunday live from the South Point Hotel Casino on the tip of the strip. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Special edition of a numbers game. The Chiefs and the Eagles, Super Bowl 57. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours leading up to the legend himself, Brent Musburger. Kelly, how you doing,
Let's go, baby. Super Sunday. We got golf. We got football. And we're leading into Brent Musburger somehow.
I believe I just said yes.
What an honor.
Yes, it is an honor. It's absolutely an honor. An honor and a privilege. Let us set this up. By the way, on the show today, a bevy of VSiN talent, Jonathan Von Tobel will join us, Adam Burke, Jeff Parlay, all with their thoughts on the Super Bowl. Drew Dinsick will join us in the next segment. Now, Drew was on a numbers game earlier this week, and I felt, Kelly, that it was the single most impassioned speech we had on either side.
Yep.
He happens to be on the Chiefs' side. He is going to repeat that, and I think he's even taking it further. He's making a comparison between this game and to one of sports betting's most infamous moments.
Oh, really?
So that's how strong he is on the Kansas City Chiefs, and we'll get to that momentarily. But let's reset everything in case you're just waking up. I don't know what your night was like last night, but if you are, you might have gone to bed saying, oh, well, the Eagles are, a 1.5, 2-point favorite somewhere in that vicinity. It has bounced all over the place this morning between the Eagles being a 1.5-point favorite and a pick'em. Right now, that's the South Point line that we're showing on the screen. The Eagles favored by 1.5. Total is at 51.5. But we have a pick'em at circa currently. It has been a pick'em in many places at different times today. And you'll see the Eagles as a 1-point favorite at many places as well right now currently. But that's really been the resistance point. You get it to a pick'em, then you'll see some Eagles money come back, then it'll bounce back either way. We still have 4 hours till game time, so who knows where this will be in the end.
Yeah, over at DraftKings right now, Eagles are 1.5, and then total here 51. Partially what we've seen, some pushback on the Chiefs here at the South Point specifically. That money line got up to plus 118 here. Jimmy took a $200,000 bet on the Chiefs side of things. So that's why I'm guessing that's why we have swung back in this Eagles direction a little bit here at the South Point.
Yeah, Jimmy just walked in. Jimmy Vaccaro, the legendary bookmaker, just walked in the studio just prior to this show, casually strolled in with the old $200,000 money line bet on the Chiefs. Kelly, let's review what we have. We'll do this later in the show as well, but we have so many guests. Kelly and I just want to get out what we have bet on so far. And I don't anticipate adding anything else, Kelly, to be quite honest with you, between now and game time. I think I'm chock full of what I'm going to have.
Me either, but I will say,
yes.
After Friday's show, where I thought I was only going to be adding one or two turned into about four.
Me too. I got the Chiefs at plus 112 on the money line earlier this week. That's, again, right around where it is right now, give or take a few pennies. Travis Kelce, 2+ touchdowns, plus 475. That's the sort of flyer bet. You'll see right under that I have Travis Kelce at over 7.5 receptions. Dr. Bob did a great job on a numbers game this week, sort of giving his viewpoint on, hey, they know it's coming. The Eagles know the passes to Travis Kelce are coming, especially in light of a banged-up wide receiving core for the Chiefs. So it's still tough to really stop the short passing game to Kelce. So the over 7.5 receptions is about as solid as a bet as I have there. The 2+ touchdowns at plus 475, that's more of the flyer bet, hoping that it will cash, obviously, across the goal line. I did go with some Kenneth Gainwell props on the other side, Kelly, and I am not alone.
Yep.
We are certainly not alone in that. Kenneth Gainwell, who has gotten traction from Nick Sirianni over time, later in games, typically, to give Miles Sanders a spell. I've got Kenneth Gainwell over 19.5 rushing yards, laid some juice for that at minus 139, as did I with the longest rush for Gainwell being over 8.5 yards at minus 142. And then the only other little prop bet I have, this is besides Kelly giving out America the Beautiful at over 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It was last seen at 109. Babyface, take your time, let it marinate. And Rihanna's first song, which I don't think I'm going to be right on.
Okay.
Looks like we have some intel that says, can I say this on the air? B better have my money. Looks like, based on intel, that it might be the first song. But the only in-game prop I have, besides the ones I mentioned, Chiefs, Eagles, no score in the first 6 minutes and 30 seconds. Super Bowls often will take some time to sort of get going. And this is all about the price. We had Steve Fezzik on earlier this week on a numbers game. He sort of explained, if it's no score 4:30, no score first 5:30, no score first 6:30, just know that each second of game time is roughly equivalent to one penny vis-a-vis the betting market. So at plus 109, first 6:30, I made that play as well.
I like that. It leads me right into mine, basically. I did end up taking a small position on the over in this game, 50.5. But with plans, and we'll discuss this later in the show, some of the things that we're looking at, live betting opportunities. Small position because what I'm thinking is it might start off slow as well, and then I can come in on an over at a better number than what we're seeing here pregame. So that's the only thing side or total that I have going in this game. Eagles to score first. A lot of these are from earlier in the week we discussed. Seen the Eagles for first quarter, first half success this season. That's really what I'm pinning that one on. The under 4.5 Chiefs players with a rush attempt, we've been talking about this one all week long. I hit it at plus 190 early. Market just keeps moving against me, Gil. It's 5.5 a lot of places with the under now extremely juiced. But I found one that was close 3-1 under the 4.5 that I wanted to play. Again, I'd rather play that at under 4.5, even still sitting here right now, if you're catching a big number like that, than the under 5.5 laying big-time juice. Eagles players to have 2+ TDs. So this is any Eagles player to have 2+ touchdowns at plus 145. I like this one because I think there's multiple ways that you can get this home. A.J. Brown, I already have a bet on to score a touchdown. I think he's possible. I think Devontae Smith is possible. If they're shading their coverage more to A.J. Brown's side, Miles Sanders. You and I have Kenneth Gainwell bets. Jalen Hurts, we know, runs the ball. I think there's multiple ways this gets home, so I liked that number at plus 145. Another bet I made earlier in the week, we talked about laying that 47.5 yards as a spread, Mahomes over Jalen Hurts. Travis Kelce, I went with yardage, you went with receptions. Kelce over 77.5 passing yards. And then my Kenneth Gainwell bets. This is the only thing you and I talked about, the slightly different ways we were going to attack Gainwell. I put over 3.5 rushing attempts at plus 120, and then I went bombs then on him. Just when I think if he's gonna have an impact on this game, he might have the biggest impact from an Eagles rushing standpoint. So I went most passing rushing yards at 14-1, and then Super Bowl MVP is my only bet here, Gil. Long shot, 150-1.
Kenneth Gainwell at 150-1. We'll also be sort of noting some Super Bowl history throughout the show. One of which would be, you know, when the last time a running back won Super Bowl MVP?
It'd been a minute.
25 years is the equivalent to it been a minute. 25 years. Terrell Davis of the Denver Broncos, the last running back to win Super Bowl MVP. That was in the Broncos' win over the Packers 25 years ago, 31-24. Speaking of MVP, I do not have an MVP bet. I had bet some Niners to win MVP. Are those still eligible to win? Kelly, I'm told they're not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm told they're not.
Yeah, I think
80-1 on Kittle.
Our Kittle bets aren't going to get there.
So here's the general market. This is courtesy of BetMGM, proud sponsors of A Numbers Game. Patrick Mahomes is your short shot, plus 130. Jalen Hurts, plus 140. Showing just sort of an incremental, you're like, wait, but the Eagles are favored. Well, yes, because the Eagles are considered to have more options than just Hurts to be at MVP than, say, the Chiefs do, who are a little less likely to have anyone besides Patrick Mahomes get there. Yes, sir.
And we discussed that. We discussed that all for the past 2 weeks, right? Mahomes being the guy that if the Chiefs win, most likely is going to cash that ticket. Plus 130. It's back up to that number. We've seen it swing down to plus 120. I don't even know if it's gotten short of that. Might have gotten even short of that. But we're thinking about this, Gil. We're back up to plus 130 while this money line, for the most part, starts to swing Kansas City's way. So there's even more value on that bet now than there has been basically for the past 2 weeks.
I feel like, and this is just anecdotal, but I feel like we've had more people, at least in our sphere, taking flyers on defensive players than I remember in recent history. Namely, Hassan Reddick of the Eagles.
55-1 is down to 30, yep.
Chris Jones of the Chiefs now at 50-1. We're hearing a lot of that. Two defensive players have won a Super Bowl MVP within the last decade. Malcolm Smith did so as a linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks back in Super Bowl 48. And then Von Miller, you may remember, in Super Bowl 50, did so for the Broncos. He had 6 tackles, 2.5 sacks, and 1 pass defended. That's all he did Two and a half sacks got him there.
I might have had a small ticket on that
Did
one.
You?
Yeah.
Very nice.
But you're right. It's not one of those. He didn't do all that much and still won it.
Yeah. It's like you look at the stats. You're like, huh, he won Super Bowl MVP. So
I'm
going
to sit here acting like it was a dominant performance that I cashed in on.
Not that outlandish. That makes me even more bitter that Aaron Donald didn't win it last year. Well, yeah. I did have a ticket on. Highest ticket percentage for MVP betting. This is from MGM. Yep. Patrick Mahomes, 14.1% of the tickets. Of the number of bets, followed closely by Travis Kelce and then Jalen Hurts. The highest handle on Mahomes first. Hurts takes the second place in terms of the total money in the betting pool. Kelce third. And the biggest liability for MGM would be if Kelce ended up MVP, followed by Hassan Reddick and Miles Sanders.
Any of that surprise you?
No.
None of it. None of it surprises me.
Because Kelce makes sense.
Yep.
And Reddick's odds are long enough where you can understand that if enough people made that bet, especially with a lot of these books having East Coast hubs, that would kind of kill them.
And the handle percentage versus tickets on Mahomes makes a lot of sense.
Real quick, Kelly, before we get out of here, there is a special Super Bowl bet, the Super Bowl MVP prop bet that you it's not widely available, but it's interesting just to give you an idea about the percentage of quarterbacks that get home in the MVP race. You can bet position of Super Bowl MVP. Quarterback is at minus 450. Any other position plus 250, that is accurately priced based on Super Bowl history. The likelihood of, remember, they are voting on Super Bowl MVP on the fly. This is not like the NFL awards that just happened this past week, where you have a whole season and postseason, but a whole regular season to stew over it. This is early fourth quarter. They're like, I don't know Mahomes.
Yep. This was minus 650 at DraftKings earlier in the week. One point I want to make quick on it, Gil, is this. It's getting into the range where that quarterback number even has value.
That's a very good point. You won't want to miss this. Drew Dinsick on the Chiefs. Eagles fans, you can hate on him afterwards as well. It's a numbers game. Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much, much more. Just download the BetMGM app. Won't take you but a few seconds. Do that today, and then stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account. Start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. That shouldn't take you but a few minutes. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin is here. Special numbers game, Super Bowl 57 edition, followed by Brent Musburger on the lead-up to the big game. By the way, I sound that MGM ad. I'm like, won't take you but a few minutes to bet. Not if you're in line right now. Won't take you but a few minutes.
Yeah, might take you crowded at the South Point.
Yeah, we're broadcasting live from the South Point where it is. People still say Buck Wild, or is that gone with the 90s? No? Nobody still say more?
I think it's still usable.
Okay, all right. I'm real pumped to have this gentleman on the show now because of all the segments we did this week. No one was more passionate about his viewpoint on this game than Drew Dinsick. He's the co-host of both the Deep Dive podcast, which he does with Andy Molitor, and the NBC Sports Bet the Edge podcast. Drew joins us now. You can follow him on Twitter at @whale_capper. Drew looking all cash in Long Beach, ready for this game. How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. We're wearing our Hawaiian shirt in support of the great Andy Reid, who I believe will take home his second Super Bowl title today. So it's a great weather here. Great day today so far. Awesome sports day. Had morning tennis, morning soccer. Golf is popping right now.
And,
we're closing in on game time. So hopefully you've got your appetizers and your party fare already all cooked or in the oven or whatever. And, you know, everybody's going to be happy.
Drew goes to somewhere they cook their party fare. Wow. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah. Got a little pork butt in the oven right now. Yeah. We're going to do some pulled pork later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody go over to Drew's house.
Man, that sounds good.
So, by the way, Andy Reid not ruling out retiring if the Chiefs win this game or after the Super Bowl in general, not ruling that out. He was asked about that. All right. So, Drew, I just want you to do a redux, if you will, here.
Sure.
You are not only betting the Chiefs every which way, but you give a very passionate speech as to why. The floor is yours, sir.
Well, I mean, you set me up a little bit here. Like, technically, knowing that I made the most passionate case for a side in the Super Bowl shouldn't make you feel great, because this should be an efficient market. This is the most liquid market we have in betting NFL all year, and usually there are not big edges. But the prices that were available for the Chiefs when we did our interview on Wednesday are long gone. There has been some late market making activity that has taken this to a pick'em. Actually that takes away one of my good jokes, which was, this is the last time you're going to get a chance to bet on Pat Mahomes as a dog in a Super Bowl. He's not a dog anymore. This is going to go off at a pick'em, it looks like.
It might, but there are still spots where he is a dog. Like, it's bouncing back and forth.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's in fact, that's just the two-way action part of the market. I can't remember seeing one like this for a game of this magnitude in a long time. Like, somebody's going to be very, very, upset at the end of this one, because there's been some big betting both ways here. So I love it. My case is pretty straightforward. I have never made the Eagles higher power rating than the Chiefs all season, not even when they were at their peak and the Chiefs were still figuring out their defense. I still had the Chiefs higher rated in terms of just raw neutral field. I would have made them the favorites. We get to the end of the season and people rightfully downgrade the Chiefs because of the questions swirling about Mahomes' health. He was 95% in the first half of that AFC Championship game, 1 week off the injury. He is going to be perfectly fine and healthy, in my opinion, for this Super Bowl with 2 weeks to rest and repair. On the other hand, since the shoulder injury, Jalen Hurts has not been as accurate, has not been as able to really find touch on his deep ball, which is really what unlocked the entirety of the Eagles offense this season. And his depth of target is down, which tells me at least a little bit. He has some confidence issues with that pass. And, you know, people are taking it like he's going to be able to go score for score. He's going to be able to answer if the Chiefs put up a lead here. And I have huge questions about that. And then the X factor of all of this that I think is being completely mispriced by the market is experience. You have a quarterback in Mahomes who now is in his third Super Bowl in 4 years. You have a coach in Andy Reid who's been to 4 Super Bowls now. And has clearly running the most plus EV offense in the NFL with Mahomes under center. So I am excited to see what the Chiefs can do here. I think they can put some scoreboard pressure on the Eagles early and often. And I think there is a realistic long tail here where the Eagles look like they looked against the Bucs in the wild card of the playoffs last year. And I know that, it's been a long time since that game happened. And, you know, Hurts has made meaningful improvements in his ability to play this position of quarterback. But he's never been in a situation like this, in a game this big, and never been asked to go score for score with one of the elite offenses in the NFL. So the last time that did happen and the last time they were at a deficit, it went sideways in a hurry. And of course that was the Bucs wild card game. So I can't get that out of my head, that being a realistic outcome. But all things being considered, slight downgrade for the Eagles because of the issues with accuracy from Hurts. Big disparity in experience here between the Chiefs and the Eagles, which gives me a bump for the Chiefs. And then all things said, Chiefs just being better than the Eagles, I would make the Chiefs -2.5 on a neutral, which is, for this game in particular. And the fact that we had opportunities to get plus money on Mahomes in the Super Bowl is still mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, I'm on the Chiefs, perhaps not quite as passionately as you, but I am on the Chiefs. And one of my biggest thing is, and I think this is the central question of this game, which is, and this is not the fault of the Eagles, but I'll say this again, the Eagles have had the good fortune of playing not the worst schedule, not the hardest schedule in the world. They've beaten everyone in front of them that they did beat. They had trouble with Washington for sure. But, you know, the best win that they had might be against the Detroit Lions. What that schedule did for them was afforded them the ability to get ahead in many of these games and play the way that they wanted to play, according to the Eagles' script of football. What worries me, and this is why I'm betting the Chiefs, is if the Eagles get behind here, do we have any evidence to really draw on to know how they will react here? And so that's where I'm coming from. But I want to get to something specific. I was on that Captain Jack live stream last night, Drew, which I know you were on as well.
Sure.
I overlapped with your deep dive podcast buddy, Andy Molitor. And he brought this up, and he was talking about you and your passion here for the Chiefs. Did you make a comparison between this game and the Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather betting case study?
I think if we're setting up a game state that's like a big percentage of outcomes here. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs go up early and are a couple scores up, and you know, Hurts looks like a deer in the headlights. Like, that is a realistic outcome of today. Now, I'm not I like Hurts. I like the Eagles. I want a competitive game. I want to, you know, be entertained. So I'd like to see something competitive. But there's a realistic chance this is not a competitive game. And in that kind of context, I think people are going to be kind of reflecting on, wow, how was the Super Bowl market so wrong? And the easy and obvious analog is you had one of the most liquid fights of all time, you know, market with just a bottomless amount of tickets you were going to write, and they didn't get the price right. And, you know, this just may be, you know, just a, you know, too small of a sample size to make any, you know, broader points about this. But I can see a lot of people coming out of this game if the Chiefs look comfortable, confident, scoring into the 30s and the Eagles are deer in the headlights, people being like, wow, what happened here? How did we, you know, what was going on with this market here? Cause you know, realistically, like, you know, if the Eagles were 2.5-3 point dogs, I would probably be telling you like, hey man, you know, fair market, best of luck at the Super Bowl. Like, you know, I'm not going to get involved, or if I find some props to get involved here. But, you know, there's very few examples I can point to in our lives where we've had this liquid of a market, and I just have been this high conviction that the price was off. So
I appreciate the passion, man. I mean, how could I only have one objection to what you said there, Drew, which is you're like, I really would love a competitive game. I'm like, no, he doesn't. He wants the Chiefs to crush.
No, yeah. I don't. Yeah. I want a complete and total railroading.
I will. yes, a complete railroading. I won't compare it to McGregor and Mayweather because I think that was its own thing. It was cross sport. It was just a ridiculous thing. I will compare it, and it's not a clean analogy because the Baltimore Ravens at the time were a massively great defensive team, historically epic. And they were actually very suspect on offense, which is not at all what the Chiefs are. But that Super Bowl in the year after the year 2000 season, so we're talking 23 years ago now, or 22 years ago, I believe, or was it January of 2001, so 22 years ago, the Ravens were a 3-point favorite in that game against the Giants. Now, the market wasn't as liquid back then. We don't see as much line movement. But in retrospect, that was the line, like, of all the Super Bowls we've witnessed, where it's just like, wow, was this line just completely off. We'll see if that's the case here. You're making this the case that it could be. But that would be the comp for me.
I'll just cross my fingers. Chiefs go buck wild here, and, you know, just get us into the 30s. And, you know, and then we can kick back and enjoy the halftime show.
All right. Drew, thank you so much for doing this. Enjoy your pulled pork at the Dinsick residence. Have a great game, man.
Hey, best of luck, guys. And great job this weekend, Super Bowl coverage. Well done.
Drew Dinsick, man. On the spot.
What a gentleman.
I mean, you can call him anytime. He's like, sure, I'll do it. 5 minutes before the show. Sure, I'll come on. At @whale_capper for Drew Dinsick. Again, Deep Dive and Bet the Edge podcast. We'll come back. Our own Jonathan Von Tobel, all of his Super Bowl bets next. It's a numbers game, special edition from the South Point.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season where experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out. It is a limited time offer. We should point that out. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It is a special Super Bowl 57 edition of a numbers game. Brent Musburger will join the coverage in about 90 minutes on the run-up to Super Bowl 57 between the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Couple notes before we get to JVT here. The Colts, his Colts, by the way. He's a big Colts fan, JVT. Offensive coordinator Shane Steichen, targeted to be their next head coach. The reason we say targeted, they plan to hire him if the sides can reach agreement on a contract. Sources telling ESPN the Colts and Steichen cannot agree to a deal until after Super Bowl 57. That is why we are saying it is not a done deal yet. Could you imagine if Steichen's like, no, that's not good enough?
I planned to work for NASA one time, Gil, but we couldn't come to terms on a contract.
Yeah.
It's not like the Colts have a history of maybe being left at the altar by a head coach maybe about 4 years, 5 years ago with Josh McDaniels. So.
That's a good point. And Vic Fangio, I don't know if you know this, has been helping the Eagles prepare for Super Bowl 57 before he begins his new job as the defensive coordinator of the Dolphins. Fangio signed a 2-week contract with the Eagles after Philly beat the Niners in the NFC Championship game, league sources told ESPN. That's an amazing story.
Like, is that a thing? Did you guys know that was a thing?
That's actually a sneaky, unbelievable thing. I've never heard that before.
I've never heard of it either.
I'm about to go coach the Dolphins. Y'all need me for 2 weeks? I'll help out.
Like, oh, you coached against Patrick Mahomes for 3 years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's bring you in for 2 weeks. I mean, that, like...
Is he like known as the Mahomes stopper or something?
I don't think anybody's known as Mahomes stopper.
That's a good cheap way to get a Super Bowl ring, right? You just like swoop in the last 2 weeks.
Yes, he does qualify for a ring. Yes, I read that note. So if they win, he gets a Super Bowl.
Are you kidding me?
Do you show that Super Bowl ring off?
Wow.
If you get it?
Yeah, really. Well, look what I got.
Okay. Normally I would say on things like this, no JVT, because like let's, you know, have a little self-pride, but it's a Super Bowl ring. I'd be wearing that everywhere.
Until someone questions him, like, wait a minute, walk me back on that. How long were you coach for that team? That voice, by the way, the third voice you've heard here, it's Jonathan Von Tobel, everybody, who is our senior NBA analyst, the host of Hardwood Handicappers, the basketball podcast available at VSiN.com/podcast. But, of course, he's got many a Super Bowl 57 bet as well. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm excited. Like you said before we came on, of course, man. This is the best time of the year. It's the best day of the year. Just play it like you said already. We're waiting for this thing to kick off. I'm ready.
Play this thing. Can we start with the thing that everybody really wants to know about? Do you have any cross sport props that you did with basketball?
So there were a couple that are going to get refunded because we had some players not play. LeBron James, Steph Curry, right? So those aren't going to be active. The two that are going to be in action, I am really hoping for a low-scoring game from the Philadelphia Eagles. Took Tyrese Maxey +3.5 points against Philadelphia Eagles points. And Tyrese Maxey yesterday managed to get me just 12 on 4 of 11 shooting against the Brooklyn Nets. And can I say, this is actually what I like about cross-sport props because you have no idea what either side is, so it's a little fun to kind of dive in and just see what the mystery is. But so I've got in +3.5, so if I get 15 from the Philadelphia Eagles, I'd enjoy it. And one that I'm in a little bit of a better position in, John Morant points, rebounds, and assists over Travis Kelce first half receiving yards, +110 on Kelce. I went +110 on Kelce. And right now, Morant in this game is having a somewhat quiet
affair. I got it pulled
up.
I was looking at that bet.
You got 20,
I'm laughing.
I think, right now?
Yeah, I'm laughing because I looked at the same bet and almost made it, but I didn't. 13 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists.
Yeah, so against first half, Travis Kelce receiving yards. I think it's going to be a big day for Kelce.
I guess we should probably stop and say this because we haven't said it yet. All of these Super Bowl props, again, for those who are new to betting and new to their, you know, maybe you're new to Super Bowl betting. Maybe this is your first experience. Props were never a thing until they were, and it all started back in after the 1985 season, in January of 1986, when the Chicago Bears played the New England Patriots, crushed them, by the way. But Jimmy Vaccaro, our own Jimmy Vaccaro, who works here at the South Point, he, and I want to say it was Art Manteris as well, but Jimmy was part of this, they put out a prop, will William the Refrigerator Perry score? And Mike Ditka had used the fridge to... score on, or to try to score on short goal line situations all during that NFL season. It was 40-1 at one point against, or 40-1 for the fridge to score. He ended up getting the ball and scoring in the Super Bowl, was bet all the way down to single digits, but a lot of people cashed in big numbers. And Mike Ditka says to this day, one of his biggest regrets, if not his single biggest, was that he allowed the fridge to score, but didn't allow Walter Payton to score, who had played this gloriously long career with the Bears and didn't get a chance to score in the Super Bowl as one opportunity. Yeah. So anyway, that's the beginning. That's the germ of all of these different props that you see, which are now hundreds deep, including cross-sport ones that John just did. All right, but you have some more conventional props.
Yeah, so outside of just the Chiefs' money line play, one of the things that I've started to do over the last couple of years is play this total points index prop, and it goes back to actually this Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl where we had that total move about like 4 points, and there were a couple of shops that actually offered the total move. Like, so on the index prop, you could have gotten like whatever, it was like 44-48, let's say, right? And they offered it like +325, and I'm like, well, you could be lucky enough to shoot for a middle there, or why not just play the index prop? You know, I heard you mention this earlier. These numbers are pretty tight at this point right now. This is going to fall within this. So I just did it both ways, kind of 44-49 and then 50-55, and +385 and +425 on total points. Just a kind of fun way to play the total. But I've been doing it the last couple of years, and these numbers are pretty tight and falls within it. As well as a very pro Gainwell, much like you guys. Most rushing yards at 14-1.
Let's go.
How about, I liked this one a lot. Longest rush of the game at +750.
What's great is we're all pro Gainwell, but we all have different props on him.
Right. Different ways to attack.
Yeah. I matched JVT on that first one. I didn't even see that second one.
The longest rush of the game. Yeah, plus 750.
I like that.
For an explosive guy who in the last six games has averaged like 5.7 yards per carry, is very, very fast. I figured at that price, that was very much looking into there with Gainwell having the longest rush of the game. So plus 750 there. I thought the Patrick Mahomes rushing yards, this was the most intriguing prop I thought of all, because the market was a little light on him. They didn't know what to do when it came to his rushing yards with this ankle injury. It's up to 20.5. I got in at over 17.5.
We should point out historically that this was one of the worst beats in Super Bowl history.
That I took.
That you took.
Yes.
So you had the over that year, too.
I had the over that year, too.
I was on it as well.
The Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl from a few years ago.
Yep.
Mahomes was well over or comfortably over.
Comfortably, yeah.
But then he didn't just do the two kneel downs, to put him on. It was like a 10-yard kneel down.
Oh, I went back and watched. Yeah, the first one he took like three or four steps, and you're like, okay. And the last one he ran backwards like five or six, and it, by the hook.
I want to say
the hook he lost.
I want to say we were like 11 over or something like that. It was like 11 yards or something. And then he went back like 17.
Well, and the worst part was it was one of those where I was watching, and I walked away because I'm like, cool, we're good. And somebody like taps me on the shoulder. He's like, he went under. I'm like, what do you mean he went under? I'm like, he was fine. No, he ran backwards. He went under.
By the way, that kind of kneel down never seen since. By the way, he just
it's smart, but yes, right. You're right. You never see it.
We don't need him to be that smart today.
No,
so just chill, because it might be pretty tight too. So we don't need this. We don't need this again. But kind of tying in with Gainwell as well. Look, Miles Sanders, the production's been down, and there can be said that, hey, look, the games that they have played recently, they have not needed to use Miles Sanders, but there's also the indication that he actually is a little banged up. He's been wearing a knee brace in a couple of these games. Mm-hmm. Going back to how explosive Gainwell has been, maybe going with a hot hand type deal, and maybe just from a game script perspective, if they're going to be down against Kansas City, which is something I would expect, you're not really going to get a lot of rushing attempts for Miles Sanders and maybe a crowded backfield. So tying in Gainwell with an under 60.5 rushing yards, and these two are what
love some, these two right
these
here.
Are great. And so this is actually personal too, because I got these up at a book, was convinced them to do it, but will the Eagles and will the Chiefs convert a fourth down in their own territory? Yes, 3-1, and then yes, 425 on the Eagles and Chiefs respectively, especially with the Eagles. They are so good at those quarterback sneaks. If they get a fourth and short anytime inside of like their own 45, they are going to go for it, and I think there's a pretty good shot that they're going to convert this. And it gives you those end-of-game scenarios, too, if either team is down. So both of those at good plus prices at yes.
Well, it's so interesting because, first of all, I don't know if there was – has there ever been a year where these have been offered before?
So I actually convinced Tony Miller the year of the Eagles and the Patriots Super Bowl. I got him to put it up just generally, like, will a team – convert a fourth down in their own territory over the Golden Nugget.
So just that, though. Yeah, but the game has evolved, right? Like, the analytics have evolved to the point now where it's, all right, will either of these teams do that? Nick Sirianni and Andy Reid, respectively, have shown the propensity to do that. It does beg the question, you know, in Andy Reid's case, we can see him still, you know, following through with that, being consistent to his character. Nick Sirianni, never been on the stage before. I wonder if he has the cojones to do that. Certainly late in the game he will, but like in an earlier situation, because we see him doing it earlier in games all the time, would he do it on the grandest stage of them all?
I would expect you stick true to
I
what
would
you
expect
are,
it.
But when you're there
yes,
and you don't want to screw it up, it is an entirely different beast.
But the Eagles definitely have, as Todd Wishnev calls it, they got the Tuchus Push thing happening. You familiar with the Tuchus Push, Kelly? Where the running backs get back there? It's
also
illegal
known
now.
As the double cheek push.
You get under the cheek and you push forward. I've only seen that fail once, and that was a Gardner Minshew. Like, he was just stood up straight for some reason. He couldn't get across.
I keep going back to a quote from J.J. Watt earlier this season where he's like, quarterback sneak is already the toughest thing to defend in football.
Yes.
And now it's become nearly impossible.
I said it earlier on the show this year. I'm like, it's almost unfair. Anyway, good numbers on those, plus 300, plus 425, respectively. JVT, great to see you, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Jonathan Von Tobel at me, JVT. Kelly and I with some Super Bowl history on the other side, including an impassioned speech from Kelly on Gatorade. Uh-oh, you won't want to miss this. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The big game is the perfect time for football fans to join the huddle with BetMGM. Sign up today and place a $10 wager on either team to win. Regardless of your wager's outcome, you'll receive $100 in bonus bets instantly. Just use bonus code SB100 when you make your first bet. Get on the field and find out why nothing beats the big game at BetMGM. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SB100 to win $100 in bonus bets, regardless of the wager's outcome in the big game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. First online real money wager only. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, and New York. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Special Super Bowl 57 edition of A Numbers Game leading up to Brent Musburger just over an hour from now here at VSiN. We broadcast live from the South Point Hotel Casino, tip of the strip, and the man who runs the sports book, my mishpucha, Chrissy Andrews, rolls up in the studio and says, hey, you mind if I come on for 5 minutes? Who are we to say no? My God, are you kidding me? It's
your
Chrissy.
Studio, Chris. We're just sitting in it.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
You and you came with a prepared list of the most bet.
I figured, listen, yeah. If I'm going to run on, I want to have a little something to contribute.
I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
So I just wrote down real quick, and there are no, like, huge surprises, but the ones, the most popular bets, and it's very funny because we have the public on one side and the professional bettors on the other. Yeah.
Which one is that?
Okay, on almost all of these that I'm going to read to you. As a matter of fact, every one that I'm going to read to you.
Okay.
Safety, yes or no?
The pros say no.
The pros say no.
And the public says yes.
We're rooting for the pros. Remember, we're rooting for the pros on
what's the
what's
no
your,
price?
What's your no price?
How much no is minus $12.
They're like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Minus $12.
Come on, we can use some more.
Yeah.
Overtime, yes or no?
Same thing. Pros say no.
Pros say no. Yes is plus $650. No, minus $10. And it's so funny. We have like three tickets on the no.
But it is noteworthy because the average person, right, the newer, better listening to this is like, they're laying $10 on that? Yes, they are.
So a little advice. And, you know, listen, I know our listenership is a, you know, fairly select, I would say fairly intelligent, you know, section of the betting public out there. So this is just to add a little bit to their knowledge. And, and if, even if you can help some other guys, just to be careful. Listen, if you're betting that thing for fun, fine. Not for serious.
Look, Chrissy, we're about to go through Gatorade history, so is fair.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yes.
Okay. 2-point conversion, yes or no?
Same deal.
Yeah, same. Not nearly as drastic. Yeah. The yes is plus 210, the no minus 250. But again, the pros on the no.
Yep.
Here's one, not really so much the pros versus Joes, but the first score of the game, touchdown is minus 160. Any other score, obviously a field goal or safety, plus 140. The pros are on the touchdown.
Interesting.
Other folks are on the any other score. Will the game be decided by exactly 3 points? Yes, it's plus 375. The no minus 475. Once again, you know, probably not great value taking plus 375. That's either team by three. Will there be a roughing the passer?
Oh, the average fan loves this one.
They love this one. We're the yes is plus 175, no minus $2. And again, this many tickets on the yes.
This is a, it should be mentioned though, this is a flag happy crew.
It is. So, yeah, I mean, it's no lock.
Towards the casual bettor.
And again, it's easy because as soon as you see one, it's like, okay, I got a winner. I can go cash my ticket.
By the way, that is the worst outcome of this game, if this crew just gets in the way and just calls everything.
Oh, I hope. Yeah, let's. You know, despite Drew Dinsick not wanting a close game, I don't care what he said.
Did you hear that? He's like, I really want a good, fair game.
No, you don't. Come on, Drew. That's great. Surprise, his nose didn't start growing. Will there be a missed extra point?
Ooh.
Now, this one is a little trickier than in the past. Because the yes is plus 280, the no minus 340. Now, what do we I think Rufus ran a thing where two straight successful extra points is about 93%. Well, in our heads, it's always – kind of like about 100, but it's really not.
Certainly not since
they moved it back.
No.
Which, by the way, I love them moving it back.
It was a great decision for them.
Great.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's still the pros are on the no extra point. You know, and minus 340, 280.
Wait, what's the wording on that again?
Will there be a miss? It has to be a kick, not a 2-point conversion.
Yeah, they'd be on the no there.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, I could see that.
Yeah.
Now the only other thing I want to tell guys is I'm flooded with yes anytime touchdowns. Okay, and you know, just pick your player
on specific players. Right?
Yeah, specific players. Just pick your guy.
Flooded with them.
Flooded. I mean, I can look down. The ticket so count great. Is like, you know, 200 on the yes.
The window.
Two or three on the no.
The window into the bettor's brain is what's so amusing about this.
Okay, especially now, again, this is, I haven't discussed this with, you know, some of our real good friends, many who have been on this show, you know, but by reverse engineering some of, you know, watching their play over the years, they love to bet the no on these because – you know, we know somebody's going to score a touchdown. So, I mean, they know they're going to lose one, two, maybe three or four. Who knows?
But if they go volume.
But overall, if you bet – now, let's say you get a guy, you know, Kelce, Sanders, something like that. If they get, like, multiple TDs, now you've eliminated
– That's right.
– a big part of the rest of the board.
As you're saying that, that's what I'm thinking in my head. That's the whole key to it.
That's the key. Yeah. You know, because, I mean, each guy might get one. You never know. Mm-hmm. That could happen. Then maybe they'll probably still do okay. You know, but if you get somebody to have a couple of touchdowns, two, three, whatever.
Then it's super condensed.
Now you have a ton of value on all those no bets.
So
I would tell guys out there, if you're betting and you want to root for your favorite player, Kelce, great, go better. But if you're a serious better out there, and I know there's a couple of our listeners out there who are.
Oh, a few. You know, just a few.
More than a few.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be on as many no's as possible at reasonable prices, of course, because you know you're going to lose at least a couple of those bets. But there's value in you know, like I said, if it gets stacked one or two players.
The common human and reflection in sports betting tendency to always bet the positives, scoring, good things happen.
Yeah.
Fight that instinct.
Yeah.
Here's the follow-up question to all this. Is any of this surprising to you, that these are the ones that came up on your list?
No, and I don't want to mention a guy's name, but a double sharp player. Double sharp. And a guy who I love is just a terrific guy. He came in, he bet me like 10 props this morning. I'm rooting for him. And there's one that I wasn't rooting with him, and every other one that I'm rooting with.
Yeah. You know, so. Was he mainly on the no side of a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah. No's and unders. Yeah.
That's got to happen a lot more on like a Super Bowl, a day like this, right, Chris? Yeah. Where you're kind of aligned with the sharp guys. We're on a normal week, you might be rooting against them.
But even, you know, I know Rufus has been on and said, you know, he doesn't win every single year.
No, it's impossible. Well, not only does he not win every single year, it's frustrating for some to hear a conversation between us or between him and anyone because. Typically, the way that a conversation goes is, hey, what's your favorite prop? And the person says, my favorite prop is this. Yeah. Rufus can't do that because Rufus is running models that are, you know, for tens of thousands of dollars that are producing tens and tens of props.
Right.
And so he can't answer the question because he's like, well, I need the Chiefs to score in the first quarter and the third quarter, but it can't be by pass. Tons of contradictory things.
No, that's but again, getting back to him, and I got another guy who bet like really rattles the board, and they don't win every single year, but we try to go in with their side because I know over the course of 10 years they're winners, but you know 1 year might not be.
Yeah. So at roughly two hours and 6 minutes before 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, and I do believe the game kicks off a half hour after that. But at this point of the day here before Super Bowl 57, and I know you don't have the exact figures, but roughly close to the top of the volume you've ever had, would you say?
Well, I think so. Like I said, we have written more like $200,000 bets this year than ever in my memory. You know, quite a few, and a couple of Jimmy's posts. Some of them Jimmy can't even keep up with.
He just rolled in here with one. He's like, look, kid.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, we got a couple, and then a bunch of hundreds and a bunch of 30s and 50s.
Oh, that's all? 30s and 50s?
Yeah, come on. Bet like a man for God's sake. You know, but tons, and you can see the lines. It's just been out the door. I mean.
The best part of this is I always love this question. By the way, here are the biggest Super Bowl in terms of individual bets. The South Point, as Chrissy just pointed out, topping out at $220,000. BetMGM has taken $2 million bets, which, by the way, is not really a lot for this day and age, right? Though the bigger bets have kind of been muted this year for whatever reason.
And, I mean, listen, they're in a different ballgame.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we have the South Point. We have the Rampart, another really good property, a couple properties in Mesquite. So we're very proud of our properties and all. But MGM is places all over the country. You know, I mean, yeah.
We're just showing for you know, these are all context.
I think our handle's been terrific.
It's been fantastic. How many of these people out here get shut out right before kickoff?
Zero.
None?
Zero.
You have a grace period you're giving them?
A minute or two, but I have 11 kiosks and 12 riders, and that's besides having them in the race course. We'll get everybody in.
Is Jimmy doing his normal thing, yelling
at
the crowd?
We'll get everybody in.
He's milling about. Thank you, Chrissy. Chris Andrews, everybody.
My pleasure.
Legend in the game. We'll come back with Adam Burke next, his picks on A Numbers Game.